Beach reopens amid sewage scepticism. Swimmers in Wallingford have voiced concern over sewage in the River Thames as the town's bathing place reopens for the summer season. Wallingford Beach, known locally as Sandy Bay, due to the stretch of sand on the riverbank next to Wallingford Bridge, was designated as a bathing place in 2024. This means the Environment Agency must take weekly water samples from the site during the warmer months from May the 15th to September the 10th and test them for types of bacteria which could cause serious illness. The results are published within a few days of each test on a dedicated page online, but many have said they wouldn't go for a splash even with the bacteria levels being monitored. Wallingford Beach is just one of two inland bathing sites in the country to be rated sufficient last year, an improvement on its first ever rating of poor in 2024. But would-be river users are not impressed by the rating. An anonymous local commented, "Seriously, we need to clean up the rivers. How can a council have a bathing area on the Thames, which is basically an open sewer?" It comes after the Channel 4 documentary Dirty Business revealed the scale of sewage pollution in waterways in Oxfordshire based on the work of the campaign group Windrush Against Sewage Pollution. The county councillor for Wallingford, James Barlow, said while he still swam, it was disgraceful that measures had to be taken to avoid him getting ill. Mr. Barlow said there are many stretches of the Thames that are clean enough for bathing. For us in Wallingford, bathing water status offers not just regular testing, but also the legal mechanisms to force Thames Water to clean up its act to make Wallingford Beach consistently clean enough to swim in. For example, by installing further treatment operations at Benson Sewage Works, which would likely lead to improvements. Along with others, I've been regularly and safely swimming in the Thames at Wallingford year-round for years and continue to do so. I understand residents' scepticism about swimming at Wallingford Beach. That the bathing water quality is officially only sufficient is a real cause for concern. The impact on nature, including humans, is unacceptable. A Thames Water spokesman said, "Last year, Wallingford Beach was rated sufficient in the bathing water quality report, one of only two inland bathing sites in the country to receive this designation. There are no storm overflows from Thames water sites within 5 kilometres of Wallingford Beach during the last bathing season. We are always committed to seeing waterways thrive, but can't do it alone. Farming, industry, road runoff, and increasing extreme weather also play a role in river health."